Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you today about trust destroyed. Yeah, trust is a precious thing, and it is so easily shattered when it comes to relationships. And once gone and defied once, twice, two, three times, it's near impossible to ever get back. Oh, forgiveness, yeah, but getting trust back, like in a marriage or in a relationship in the body, can be very, very complicated. Ultimately, we trust in the Lord who is always faithful to us. 2 Samuel 22:3. The God of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou saveth me from violence. And 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. So that word trust is a definite, just what it means, confidence. It definitely takes us right to the word confidence. To have trust is to have confidence in something. So we're confident in the Lord. We can trust him. Well, if we have brothers or sisters and they have never let us down, we can have some confidence in them. But when we have people that have let us down, that confidence goes away. There's no trust, and it is destroyed. When it comes to men or women, trust is destroyed by flesh, lies, pride, other sins, when man acts in his own way and we don't act in the Lord's ways. Very, very easy to destroy trust. I remember before I was in Christ, I was an untrustworthy person. In my years before Christ, I would be doing things that were sinful, like stealing and things like that, lying. And I've seen my share of untrustworthy men that claim Christ. And I've had to separate from them over time, as they're leaven in the body. And that cannot go on in a body. Paul talks about get rid of the leaven in Galatians 5:9. And that happened to us again recently. I won't go into it, but yeah, the leaven had to be purged out because of untrustful ways. So we can learn much from these sad, sinful events, and we don't have to be like them, do we? No, we can act on a higher plane in God's word, walking in truth. Let me give you some examples in the Bible of untrustworthy, sinful people. How about Judas? Everybody would agree with that. Matthew 26:14-16. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went into the chief priests, and he said unto them, what will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. So Judas was untrustworthy. He betrayed our master. Yeah, there's people like that out there today that will sell you out for their own flesh and their own ways. It's really, really sad. How about a lording over leader in one of the bodies? John, 3 John 1:9. I wrote unto you, but Diotrephes, who loved to have preeminence among them, receiveth us not. So this man was lifted up, puffed up, wanted control. He wasn't trustworthy. He wasn't a servant. And the other disciples did not trust him. I've met people like that too. They don't harbor or do anything to build trust. They destroy trust. How about a man that Apostle Paul noted had turned away? 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. So yeah, this Demas goes back into his sin like the pig going to the wallow. And or the dog back to its vomit, as Peter says. How about John Mark, who could not be trusted? Remember this account? Paul and Barnabas had such a dispute over him, they parted ways. Acts 15:38-39. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. So yeah, this untrustworthiness can cause division in other people because now they have to see if they can trust you, and other people say, yeah, I can, no, I can't, and it causes division. You see what a little bit of sin, untrustworthiness inside the body creates all kinds of cancerous activity. How about Simon the Sorcerer? Acts 8, 19 through 23. Then saying, give me also this power that whomsoever I lay on hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said to him, thy money perish with thee because thou hast thought that that gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this wickedness and pray to God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Yeah, there's a guy that's got pride. He wants to buy the things of God and use them for his own, I guess, entertainment, edification, whatever. How about the lying couple in Acts 5? Yeah, I know. I've known lying couples. How about Acts 5? Let's see, 4 through 5, 8 and 10. And while it remained, was it not in your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied to men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these things, fell down and gave up the ghost. Great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And Peter answered unto her, talking to his wife now, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. And then fell she down straightway at his feet, yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. Yeah, a couple lying about what they sold some land for. And again, untrustworthiness. We see it all over the scriptures. God hates it. God's wrath is kindled against lying, untrustworthy people. And so if that's you, if you have that proclivity, you best run, forsake that way. You best repent because the wrath of God is going to come for you. Willful sin, lying, and being untrustworthy is not of the kingdom of God. Trust has to be all about truth-telling, and the opposite is lies. Lies are an abomination to God. Proverbs 6, 17 through 19. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Yeah, those are all abominations unto God. So if you think about this, walking in the truth and to be a trusted saint is a blessing. If not, if you're untrustworthy, if you deal in lies, and if you are deceitful, God's going to deal with you and your sin. And all untrustworthy men will go to their damnation. It's a great, great warning. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yeah, that's a great warning. You know, I just dealt with some untrustworthiness in the body, and it was with someone who has a history of it, said they had put it behind them, but it came right back up again. Oftentimes, here's my last warning to you. Oftentimes, people that are not trustworthy, it's a pattern. It's not something that happens just once. It's a pattern. And if they don't put it down and they don't overcome it and they don't kill the flesh and the pride and whatever it is doing it, it's going to keep happening. It is something deeply rooted in them that keeps coming out whenever they need it, whenever they fall back on it. They fall back on lying, they fall back on pride, they fall back on being untrustworthy, basically becoming a Judas or an accuser of the brethren in the body. So be very careful. Trust. It's a very, very precious thing. When a brother or sister have the trust between brother, sister, sister, brother, brother, when they have trust between them, it's a beautiful thing. When that trust is shattered, like between a husband and a wife, it becomes a very, very sad situation, and it can lead to much, much destruction and never getting back to that firm foundation of trust and confidence in a person. So test that out. Are you a trustworthy person? Or are you one of these people that walk around in lies and walk around untrustworthy? and causing deceit and destruction wherever you go. If that's you, you best repent. If you're trustworthy, good for you. That brings God glory. I'm going to leave it right there. Topic of trustworthy and trust destroyed. Make sure you're walking in the truth. Love you all. Check out Ecclesia Gathering Area, don'tperish.com, and check out all of our resources. Most important, check out the gospel. The gospel is all about the truth. You can trust that. But be careful. Don't trust in these untrustworthy people that are a cancer in the body of Christ. They must be put out, and watch and guard against it in your own walk. Love you all. Till next time. May God be praised.